Right now, we're going to go downstairs. We got Fat Kid all rigged up, and he's going to be taking some baseballs to the chest. Yep. We have a representative of the Atlanta Braves here with a radar gun, and we're just going to see how hard people can hit Fat Kid. We'll be doing that for you right after you two. New Rock the Nine is on 99X. It is Toucher, Jimmy, and Leslie, and we are out on this cold ass. What's going on with it being so cold? It's a cold morning. We are out here on the parking deck of our building, and we are getting ready to give away some Braves playoff tickets, thanks to the good people at Empire Tickets. We have Fat Kid dressed up in catcher's equipment, and he looks very much like the fat kid on the baseball team that was forced to play catcher at an early age.
Because he couldn't play any other position, so let's put him where he didn't have to move.
All right, Fat Kid, how are you feeling today?
I feel good. I'm worried about getting hit in the face. I've got the face mask, but that's going to hurt.
All right, here's what we're going to do. At our Limerick Junction party, our Oktoberfest party, we qualified 5 listeners. And here's what we're going to do.
We have Fat Kid dressed up in catcher's gear. We're going to have people here. We have a representative from the Braves here with a radar gun. Each listener gets 5 throws at the fatter. The person who hits him in the chest with the hardest throw will get playoff tickets, and the person who hits him the most in 5 throws will get the playoff tickets. Now, Fat Kid, you are going to be getting balls thrown at you. This is something that you probably lived with a lot in high school, people picking on you a little bit. Is that true?
Yeah, through middle school and high school, yeah, I'm used to this. And I'm thinking, you know, there's bound to be nobody here that can throw over 60, 65, so it shouldn't be too bad.
It is interesting.
And once again, Fat Kid, for people who are listening, there must be some exposed areas. You said your face, we have a face mask. Is there any other part of your body that is unprotected?
If Wally makes me stand up, my thighs are unprotected, and then my belly's kind of hanging out.
Well, you have to stand up. Yes, you are way too fat for that that chest protector.
Sorry.
And you do have an exposed area of your stomach. Your legs are exposed. It's going to take quite a bit of accuracy for Fat Kid not to get injured during this contest. So let's bring up our first contestant right now. Let's bring him over here, and we'll see if someone can win some Braves tickets.
I want to thank the Braves for sending Ronnie Richardson down here with the radar gun. I want to tell you guys that this afternoon between noon and 1 down at CNN Center, there's a big Braves rally going on, and the Braves will be out there. The players won't be out there, but go join them and have fun.
All right, here we are. We have our first contestant. His name is Brett. What's up, Brett?
How are you doing?
All right, you got the Boston Red Sox guy on. You looking for Boston?
No, but I'm just a big Sox fan.
Do you play any baseball you like?
I did in high school, yeah.
Were you a pitcher?
Nah, I was an outfielder.
But you seem to be in good shape. Do you think that you can throw with some velocity?
I hope so.
What do you think you get that radar gun up to?
Hopefully mid-60s at least, early in the morning.
All right, so here we go. Let's get him going. We got Fat Kid dressed up in the catcher's gear, and we got my man Brett ready here to throw 5 balls. We got Fat Kid mic'd up. He's going to dump the ball into some talcum powder, so we'll be able to see. Oh, the first one is a strike right off of Fat Kid. Here is throw number 2 from Brett.
Get back up, Brett.
Oh, he misses him.
You can't move. Fat Kid ducked his head.
Fat Kid ducked his head. Fat Kid, you have to take the ball.
Sorry.
Oh, there was one that went. That was a 47 mile an hour fastball that hit Fat Kid in the arm. Brett still has hit him one time.
I got a little bit of my gut, too.
Oh, Brett missed him low and away right there. This is his last pitch out of the 5. He's hit him one time. Oh, and that's a big overthrow. All right, 47 was his fastest. Let's go to contestant number 2. Right now, contestant number 2 is Phil. Phil, I remember you from the party.
That's right.
All right, now you do not look like an athlete.
No.
No, and you have you ever played baseball in your life?
Long time ago.
Okay, and do you relish the opportunity to throw a ball at Fat Kid?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's get Phil out here. We are, again, the person who throws the fastest ball that hits Fat Kid will get the Braves tickets. The person who hits them the most out of 5 throws will get tickets.
We should also give an award for a guy who throws the ball most like a girl.
All right.
Oh, my God. Okay, Phil is horrible. Phil just threw almost over the backstop onto Glen Ridge.
Phil, 35 mile an hour, one over Fat Kid's head again.
Phil, the tall, lanky, Randy Johnson-like right
hand. Phil, again, misses with the 32 mile an hour heat. And again, with a 31-mile-an-hour steamer. And Phil hits him one time. That's 34 miles an hour. So I guess 34 was his fastest pitch. Phil, you are tied with Brett for the most accuracy. Let's get our contestant number three. Oh, our only female. Her name is Megan. Now, hello, Megan.
Hi.
Now, are you a softball player or are you a baseball player?
I used to be a softball player.
Will you be throwing underhand or overhand for this?
Overhand.
You will be throwing overhand. All right. We have a special line set up for Megan. She gets to get a little closer. Fat Kid again, dressed up in catcher's gear. Empire Tickets has given us two pairs of Braves playoff tickets. Here's the deal. Whoever can hit him the most and whoever can throw the fastest ball. Megan, standing up for all women. She has high-heeled boots on, obviously very well prepared for this contest. Here's her first throw. And right in the nuts, just like a woman. Just like a woman. Megan hits him right in the nuts with a 30-mile-an-hour fastball. Number two is low and away, 26-mile-an-hour heat. Oh, and she misses him again. She's going more for accuracy than pain. Fat Kid again, dressed in the catcher's gear here. Throw number four, misses him high and away with 30 miles an hour. She riles up for her last pitch. And again, low and away with 24 miles an hour. All right, we got two more contestants left. Plus, we'll all get to take shots at Fat Kid coming up. It is Toucher Jimmy and Leslie giving away tickets to the Braves playoffs on 99X.
Who is this?
Toucher, Jimmy, and Leslie.
Mornings on 99X.
All right. So you got some slow stuff on the West Expressway thanks to the wreck. 20 eastbound. That's inbound right near Highway 92. And here comes a very bright sun in your face, too. It'll ease up a little bit once you get by that. East Expressway inbound. Trouble around Boulevard. That's 20 westbound right near Boulevard. Some slow stuff already around Evans Mill and Panola. 75 north. Your wreck at Delk Road. That's with some injuries. Two right lanes are blocked. Southbound already slowing from Highway 5 to that point as people take a peek at it. Don't forget Shanley Tucker at La Vista. That intersection shut down with a huge transformer that just blew. No lights in the whole area. For Verizon Wireless, Crash Park on the Toucher Jimmy Leslie Show, a new rock and 90s alternative, 99X.
We're out in the parking lot, and we have some listeners out here, and they just found out how full of crap Crash is. He just did traffic with absolutely no idea what was going on.
No notes.
No notes.
Now, why are you killing my credibility like that, bro? Look at 285, how it's moving so smooth.
It does. It looks very smooth from where we sit. We are in the parking lot of our radio station because EmpireTickets.com has got all your Braves playoff tickets. This could be the year, people are saying, and you probably want to be there. Witness history. Perhaps a second world championship for this storied franchise. We have Fat Kid out here, and he is dressed in catcher's gear. How you feeling, Fat Kid?
I feel good. I've taken a shot right above the cup. And then during the break, you guys were warming up a little bit, and Jimmy Barron hit me in the only place that's unprotected, my inner thigh.
Yes, indeed. Fat Kid is exposed. He has a cup on, but, you know, it's no fun to get hit there, and he's got his thighs exposed. And what we have is we have listeners up here right now. We are finding out who can hit him with the most accuracy out of five pitches. But I'm telling you, Crash, it's like orgasmic to throw balls at this guy. Get up here and throw a couple.
All right,
we got the Braves are out here. They have a radar gun here for us. Jimmy, the Braves got something going today, don't they?
Yeah, today from noon to 1 at CNN Center, there's a big rally going on. And they have actually a special ticket offer going on there for today only at the rally. If you buy two tickets to the game one, you'll get two free tickets to game two. That one stung.
Crash Clark throwing balls at Fat Kid. Hit him in the chest with a 51-mile-an-hour. It is fun, isn't it, Crash?
I love it.
It's great fun. All right, there you go. All right, Jimmy, you do it. Jimmy, you get up there and throw some balls at Fat Kid. This is just fun for us. You're basically a Fat Kid. He can't move. He's just standing there in catcher's gear. We have a radar gun out here. Jimmy Barron. Oh, right under the face mask. Oh, Jimmy, get a little chin on that one.
That was fun.
Jimmy Barron, a little high and away. Jimmy Barron again. Oh, he's missing.
Touching,
all right.
You're next.
I'm going now.
Why is the people from the show are having such pleasure throwing balls at that kid?
Thanks for coming out, everybody. We should do this once
here.
A week.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
All right, Toucher.
Ooh!
Off the shin guard.
Got him in the shin.
Off the shin guard. Red Toucher.
In the gut.
Oh,
God. That one stung.
Toucher's aiming for what's unprotected.
Ooh, that one hurt right in the belly. There's like a couple of places that are unprotected, and he found two of them.
Touch your high-fiving Wally.
Oh, that one's on Glen Ridge.
On to Glen Ridge Connector. Very good, Toucher.
Go ahead, grab the next.
All right. Who's the next guy?
All right, let's bring up our next contestant, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm envious of you because you get to do what I just enjoyed so much, and it's throwing balls at Fat Kid. Any baseball experience?
Yes, Little League.
Little League. How fast do you think you can bring it?
Try 55.
All right, this is for accuracy right here. Here's a ball. Let's get you over there. Fat Kid?
Yeah.
That hurt, huh? The one to the hip?
Yeah, that did hurt. You caught me right in.
Well, in fairness, I was throwing from where the girls throw from.
Yeah.
So I wasn't throwing for the full 60 feet. Throw number one is low, a little skip out. Gearing up for throw number two.
Got a very herky-jerky delivery.
The accuracy one is going to... Oh, that just grazed his face mask. We're going for accuracy here, not for pain. The southpaw winds up and he's over her Fat Kid's head. That's four. This is the last one. He can tie for accuracy.
No.
All right, he missed him. All right, let's go to our final contestant. You just got to hit him twice to ensure yourself some tickets from EmpireTickets.com. What's your name?
Matt.
Matt, baseball experience?
I played for a few years.
Are you confident? Are you cocky that you can hit him a couple times?
I hope so.
I'm telling you, just lob it, because right now you're just going for accuracy. If you can hit his chest protector twice, you will take home the tickets.
All right.
Or I have no idea how we're going to do a tiebreaker, but here we go. Get over there and hit him twice so we don't have to worry about
it. He interviews like a baseball player.
Yeah, that's exactly very Maddox.
Maddox, yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to throw the ball.
I can't be bothered talking to you. All right, here he goes. He's standing up. He's putting the ball in the talcum powder. The idea is to hit Fat Kid twice. Throw number one is a good one. That's going to give that one to him. That got a little chest protector. You got four chances to hit him one more time, and you'll get the tickets. Here we go. Throw number two. He's got the best motion so far. It's a smooth delivery. The right-hander with the goatee throws his third ball over the head. All right, everyone take a deep breath. Two more throws. You just got to hit him one more time. Here we go. Throw number four. Ooh, just missed him. Throw number five. Let's get it going here. Throw number five. Oh, and he misses again.
Started strong, could not finish up.
All right, so let's bring up the three people that have hit him once. The first person to hit him anywhere, the three people who have hit him once. Let's get you up there. And the first person who can hit Fat Kid anywhere on his body will get the tickets thanks to EmpireTickets.com. Oh, that bounced up into the nuts. That's not going to count, though. All right, let's go to our next contestant that we're trying for accuracy here. The first person who hits him on the fly. Here we go. Here's your chance. No, that's not good at all.
That one didn't even make it too Fat Kid.
No, it can be hard to throw a ball
that's
60
right.
feet. I'll tell you that. Here we go. Here's, again, you have an opportunity if you just hit him anywhere. Here we go. And no. All right. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Somebody hit him fast.
Yes, indeed. Please do.
Nope.
All right, no one can hit him. Here we go. We're trying to hit Fat Kid.
The arms are getting wild.
The pressure is on. Yes, indeed. Let's give him the tickets. Come here, sir. Phil out of nowhere.
Fat Kid, where'd that one
hit? It does some damage right there to the clavicle. Phil, congratulations.
I'm representing this morning. I'm representing Eliza, my 10-year-old niece who wants to see the Braves.
Okay.
That's beautiful, Phil. And you hit him right in the throat. Fat Kid, how's that feel?
It felt good.
You got your right. Where did it get you? Right in the
throat? It caught right in between the chest protector and the mask, right up in the throat.
Oh. It hit him right in his fifth chin.
Do you think that you're going to have any bruises for this?
Yeah, probably a few.
You do. All right, Fat Kid, well, the pain's almost over. Here we go. You four guys, you got a chance to still win Braves tickets. Whoever hits Fat Kid with the hardest throw, here's contestant number one. He didn't hit him, but he threw 56. The young lady, you can move up to where you are. You don't even have to put the ball in the talcum powder because we're just going for hitting Fat Kid with the fastest pitch. The young lady steps up, and she does hit him, and that's at 35 miles an hour. Hida! Here comes our second male contestant of the contest, trying to beat 35 miles an hour. Here we go. And no, he can't hit him. He's wild.
Well,
is the girl going to come away with the prize? Is the girl going to come away with the prize? Here we go. Final contestant just misses it with 56 miles an hour. The young lady takes home. The Braves tickets come here, my dear. EmpireTickets.com. Get it into you. You in to the Braves' record 13th playoff appearance in a row. They have won the NL East yet again. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it from out here. Fat Kid, good job. Way to hang in there. We'll be back with the news pile. It is Touch with Jimmy and Leslie on 99X.
Strap it on.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Toucher, Jimmy, and Leslie.
I'm confused every morning.
Mornings on 99X.